What's up, man? All right, guys. Today's video is titled, I Hope That Crazy Bitch Walks. So as you guys know by now, there's a lady by the name of Lindsay Clancy. She murdered three of her kids. She definitely did that on purpose. It was premeditated. It was planned out. And now they're saying that she might walk free because there are 9 women on the jury. Juries have 12 people. Trust and believe those 9 women, if not all of them, are gonna support Lindsay to walk free. And if this woman walks free, which I hope to God she does, this is gonna teach the goyim the hard way that Sharia law is the way to go. So I don't care if you want to call it Sharia law, divine law, natural law, halakha law, canon law, hooga booga 57. At this point, guys, you have to adopt Sharia law. There is no other way around it. Women like Lindsay, they would have been stoned to death a long time ago, okay, guys? All these crazy women out there who support Lindsay, the only reason they support her is because they have not been stoned to death. Guys, God is gonna teach you the hard way that Islam is the way to go. And I honestly don't care if you want to call Islam Christianity. It's the same damn thing. I'd venture to say Christianity is a little bit more harder on people than Islam. At least in Islam, you can have divorce. Christianity, you can't have divorce. So if you want to call it Islam, you want to call it Christianity, you want to call it halakha law, canon law, natural law, I don't give a flying F what you all want to call it anymore. All you have to do is adopt Sharia law before God gets off his throne. Guys, let me tell you something. God says the people of Noah are a foreshadow to a people to come. Okay, that's us. You see, God is not gonna use water to flood and destroy us. He's not gonna do that. He's gonna use fire. That's nuclear bombs, guys, okay? So the people of Jonah were marked for divine destruction. And we all know the story of Jonah, right? Prophet Jonah, he was commanded to go to the people of Nineveh, I believe that's the town. And he was told by God, he was instructed by God, hey, tell them divine punishment is coming. You all better, adopt Sharia law or else I'm going to get off my throne and do bad things to you. Jonah said, no, these people are just way too wicked. Divine punishment is coming. I'm not even gonna bother with it. And we all know Jonah, he fled on a boat, fell off the boat. He was swallowed by a whale. And when he got out of the whale, he went to preach to his people. And God indeed did forgive him for X amount of time. It's a known fact by now that most civilizations last 250 years. Why? Because God gives you 250 years or about a quarter thousand years to get your act right. Now, God in the Quran tells us Jews, if we obeyed God, we'd eat from above us and below us, meaning that we will have eternal goodness in this world. Now, when I say eternal, doesn't mean it's going to be forever and forever, because this world will come to an end. I simply mean that we will have good things in this world if we obeyed God. Obviously, we do not. And because of that, God is like, all right, dudes, y'all have one more chance. See, Lindsay Clancy is God telling us, okay, Goyim, okay, what you gonna do? What you gonna do with Lindsay? Look, she murdered her kids. It was premeditated murder. One of the kids tried to run away. She ran after him. She told the husband, hey, simp, go get me some milk. This was premeditated murder, guys. But imagine if I have this elaborate plan to murder you. Can I say, oh, he's mentally ill, he's insane? No, it was a premeditated, planned out murder. There, it's clear cut, dudes. Like, you can't say, oh, well, she was mentally ill, she was stressed, her medication. The lady had a freaking nanny, for God's sake. She came from a very wealthy family, dudes. Like, there are fucking women in Colombia that ain't got shit and they take care of 4 or 5 kids. Are you gonna tell me that some woman in America was overstressed because of 3 kids? Come on, man. Come on, man. Okay? So, this is, I know God. God is putting it all out in your face. Here's this woman. Pure evil. Murdered her kids. Had nannies, had money, had everything she possibly wanted, but murdered her kids. You guys gotta understand. Lindsay Clancy is what every woman out there wants to be like, okay, guys? This is why women love abortion. Let me tell you something, okay? Lindsay Clancy, she probably yearned for the days when she went to Cancun. I don't know if she went to Cancun or not. I don't give a fuck. Because, again, Lindsay Clancy is just about every woman out there, okay, guys? So, Lindsay Clancy, she probably misses the days when she went to the bars, the nightclubs, and some hot guy would be like, yo, baby mama, what you doing tonight, you know? And now she got kids, and she can't do that shit anymore. And she's like, you know what? I'm just going to kill the kids so I can live a degenerate life. Okay, guys? When I was driving cab, guys, before Tinder, before Uber, 15, 16 years ago, going on almost 20 years now, you know, it's going to be 2027 in a couple of months. The amount of women out there, guys, who regretted having children is astronomical. Okay, guys? Like, all the single moms, even all the married women, far more of them regretted having children than the ones who actually wanted to have children. And that's because the woman fear that they're missing out. They fear that, hey, if I didn't have these kids when I was 20, I could have married a rich Dubai guy, living in a palace, private jet. This is how a lot of these women out there think, guys. They think that their children are a burden onto them. They think that their children are holding them back, okay, guys? The reason why women have had children with men throughout human history is because of two things. Number one, they get to keep the men around, because let's keep it to 100. What can the average woman do throughout human history? Throughout human history, guys, you had 5 career options up until maybe 100 years ago, okay, guys? Farmer, soldier, artisan, some sort of craft master, like one of these people who do fucking blacksmith, shit like that. And the other one was just simply be a day laborer, you know, a guy with a fruit stall or some dumb shit like that. That's really the 5 things you could have done throughout human history. So again, soldier, merchant, artisan, craftsman, and I forgot the 5th thing, farmer, I think I said that. But the point that I'm trying to get across to you guys out there is that none of these 5 things that you could have done up until like 100 years ago, women wanted to do. So obviously, in their best interest, to get married, have a kid and just put up with the oofy doofy that they're with. Today, women ain't got to do that shit no more. And because of that, women are like FOMO, fear of missing out. Guys, I think one of my very first videos I did on YouTube, which was a hit, by the way, surprisingly or not, was about FOMO, okay? Women have a fear of missing out. I've said this before and I'm going to say it again, guys. All feminism is women having fun. That's all feminism is. All feminism is, it's female nature, raw, uncut, out in the open. This is what women want, dudes. Don't get it twisted. A lot of people say, oh, feminism lied to women. Feminism misled women. No, dudes. Like, did feminism make Lindsay murder her kids? No. You guys need to understand, this is what women are. This is what they yearn for. Women are property of Satan. Women are Satan's little helper. Even savvy guy picked up on that. See, this is what, guys, I'm like light years in front of all these other content creators, man. I've been telling you guys, women are fucking animals, okay? If you see a shark and you put water or a dying fish in front of the shark is gonna show up. You don't need a PhD for that. I've been telling you guys for almost a decade now, women are fucking animals, dudes. Like, what women are doing to me, this is not like, I can't believe it. You know, a lot of fucking normies and goitards out there now with Lindsay Clancy, they're like, oh my god, I can't believe she's really doing this. It's like, my nigger. You just woke up to female nature, like fucking tail end of 2026? Come on, dude. This is just who these hoes are. Throughout human history, women like that, dudes, they would get stoned to death, and at worst, society would be like, yeah, no, we're not having you in our flock. Guys, the witch trials of Salem, North Carolina, I think, you know, I don't know, what, 300-400 years ago, something like that, were a bunch of wicked women like today's woman, who got out of hand and they had to be put to death, okay? These women are witches. All these women who support Lindsay Clancy are fucking witches. They are Satan's little helper. Guys, if I was in charge, any woman out there who supports Lindsay Clancy, I don't care if you donated money to her, I don't care if you cheered on her caravan at the courthouse. I don't even give a flying fuck if you made a freaking video on the internet supporting Lindsay Clancy. If you support Lindsay Clancy, in my world, you would have been put in a pit and you would have been stoned to death Taliban style. This is what we gotta bring. Either we bring that or God will take us all down with these hoes. Now, I don't know about you guys out there, I'm not gonna go down with a motherfucking sinking ship. This is why I'm telling you, if this bitch walks, and guys, I don't want that bitch to walk, okay? I don't want her to walk. I'm simply stating, if that bitch walks, that's gonna benefit the MGTOW community, okay, guys? Imagine fucking blue pill normies are like, oh my god, she murdered her kids and she's walking. I can't believe that, because 9 women on a jury of 12, they all voted for her to walk. It's like, yeah, dude, they watch this video, they're gonna be like, oh shit, this guy's been on to something. Yeah, motherfucker, I've been on to this nigger shit for what, going on to 10 years? And before I even knew what the fuck YouTube was, I've been talking about this shit probably for a good portion of my motherfucking adult life, dudes. Like, This is not ooh-ah. This is standard operating procedures. The Prophet Muhammad told us when the Antichrist comes into this world, women will follow him. They will leave their homes to rush to meet the Antichrist, to the point where the only way to keep women from joining evil is to literally tie her down. This is what you guys need to understand, okay? Said this before, and I'm gonna say it again. Now, I don't mind women driving, but if women get on the internet, women must have an ID to get on the internet. That way, when these women come out and support Lindsay Clancy, some bitch like her, or do some nigger shit, we can call her mihram, her brother, her father, her uncle, her husband, whatever. We can call a mihram of theirs and be like, hey man, this bitch has one warning. If we have to warn her four times, she gets stoned. I know some of you guys are gonna say, hey Amr, most of these women don't even have fathers to begin with. Yeah, we shouldn't have gotten this far to begin with, okay guys? So the ultimate solution, guys, is that a lot of people have to die. I'm not gonna kill them. You ain't gonna kill them. That's up for God. All I'm saying is that you guys need to position yourself to avoid the destruction God is gonna bring, and also at the same time take a passenger seat to what God is doing, because eventually you and I will have to take over this planet, okay? Abadi Salahun, Yurithur Ard, my slaves who are righteous, they'll inherit the earth, okay? It's not the meat. The Jews lie, and they tell you, oh, the meek, you know, we're the meek. No, you can be meek and corrupt as fuck, but you can be King David and be a righteous person, you know. So at the end of the day, guys, you and I will inherit this world. However, what's about to happen, we need to be reactive and also at the same time, proactive, like, okay, how am I gonna get my money right, get the fuck out of the West and fuck hot bitches, and at the same time being reactive by like, okay, when God's punishment comes, how do I pounce and take control of shit, okay? This is why I started the MGTOW party. This is why I'm running for state house, is because to raise awareness. Guys, trust and believe, as we get closer to the polls, people are going to be looking at this video. People are going to be looking at MGTOW TV. People are going to be looking at all this stuff that I've been saying since 2018. Okay, guys? People are going to understand that no matter how crazy or out there they think I am, at the end of the day, I'm right, they're wrong, okay guys? So they're gonna have no fear. The only option you have as a good man is to take away woman's rights. That's the only motherfucking option you have. And I've said this before and I'm gonna say it again. If you take Islam and you boil Islam down to what is Islam really about? It's about getting rid of Jews and taking away women's rights. We don't care about your fucking ham sandwich. I don't care about your Michelob Light. I don't care about your retarded sports ball watching a bunch of niggers running after a ball. I don't care of any of that dumb stuff. At the end of the day, guys, I want dirty Jews gone and I want women's rights taken away so we don't have another Lindsay Clancy. Trust and believe, Lindsay Clancy opened a portal where a lot of women are going to be the next Lindsay Clancy. Guys, you need to understand, Lindsay Clancy is what every woman wants to be, okay? And when Lindsey Clancy walks, and she will, I hope she doesn't. Guys, if Lindsey Clancy does not walk, I want you guys to make fun of me. I have no problem with that. I have no problem with you guys making fun of me and saying, oh, look, Amar, Lindsey Clancy unanimously, the verdict was unanimous that she's guilty. I have no problem with you guys making fun of me and telling me that. I have no problem with that. But if she walks, a lot of women are going to be Lindsey Clancy. Guys, they're already passing laws that you can literally murder babies. Forget abortions. Like, oh, look, I got a baby in my hand. Kill it, you know? Where my hammer at, right? Oh, shit, where is my hammer? Damn it, where my hammer at? Holy shit. Where's my hammer? Oh, hell no. Where am I? I had a hammer like fucking 10 minutes ago. Where is it? Ah, there it is. There it is. So, the reason why I have this hammer, guys, is that, as you know, I drive truck. So, sometimes the latches on the doors, because you got latches that go like this to hold the handles in. Sometimes those latches get to be very, very pressed in, so you have to take a hammer and pry them out. But the real reason why I have the hammer, guys, is that a lot of truckloads, they have a seal. So the seal is, do I have a seal in here so I can show you what I'm talking about? I'm seeing if I have a seal in here somewhere. And it's really not that big of a deal what a seal is, guys. I mean, let me try one last place. Do I have a seal? No. Okay, that's fine. So, if I get a seal in another video, I'll show you, but that's fine. So a lot of shippers, what they do to show that this is the right shipment and it hasn't been tampered with, they put a seal through the holes in the handlebar. So you got the handlebar and you have two holes in it where you can either put a lock or put a seal, and they put a seal and they lock that seal, and the only way to take out that seal is if, you know, you cut it open. Now, I don't have a cutter. I probably do, but I'm just lazy. So what I do is I take this hammer and I put the seal here and I just keep on going like this until it rips open. So that's the real reason why I have a hammer with me. So, and going back to the woman, guys, imagine a woman, she just gave birth. Here's the kid alive in this planet. Boom, 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 until the kid dies. We're at that point, dudes. Like, at this point, guys, where we are, at this point, this is a us problem, okay? This is my problem. This is your problem. You all gotta do something about it. Look. I'm ready to implement Sharia law right now, guys. You know, in the past, I would say I'd call Sharia law divine law, natural law. No, now I'm going to openly say I want Sharia law. And when people say Sharia is bad, yeah, if we had Sharia law, we wouldn't have had Jews running amok and we wouldn't have had Lindsey Clancy. Boom, beer me. Okay? And again, Sharia law, it's the same thing as canon law. Islam and Christianity, they're both almost identical. There is no difference between the two, except in Christianity, you guys can't get a divorce. Islam, you can. And don't tell me in Christianity you can eat the swine. No, you can't fucking eat the swine, guys, okay? The Trinity is bullshit. In fact, Thomas Jefferson, I'm going to be making a video about Thomas Jefferson. I really like Thomas Jefferson, guys. Thomas Jefferson, He believed in the one true God. It's a known fact that Thomas Jefferson was a Unitarian, and he believed that this whole Trinity bullshit was monk foolishness. Okay, guys? Monk foolishness, okay? I mean, I'm gonna upload a clip from Yossi Mizrahi, you know, the Jewish guy who said, "Sometimes I wonder how stupid these goyim really are." And that clip came from him saying, "Look at these Christians who say the Jews killed his God, their God." It's like, he's like, really, really? What type of God is Jesus if we mortals can kill a God, you know? And like Adam Green says, God on a stick? It's like, dudes, if by calling Jesus God, that's such blasphemy to the real God, dudes. Like, I'm glad that a lot of Christians are beginning to wake up and discover that that this whole Trinity bullshit is nothing more than monk foolishness or monk foolery, like Thomas Jefferson said 250 years ago. So, yeah, other than you Christians can't get married, it's pretty much can't get a divorce. Other than Christians can't get a divorce, it's the same thing as Islam. You know, I know some guys are gonna say, "Oh no, Sharia belongs to brown people from the Middle East." Where the fuck do you think Christianity came from? Fucking Norway? You think fucking Hans got Christianity? No, it came from brown people in the Middle East, dude. So again, you want to call it Sharia, Halakha, you want to call it Bula Bula 57, it don't matter. All we need is to get rid of Jews and take women's rights away. Okay, guys? After the midterms, that's when things are going to get bad. Don't dare think that by having a blue wave that some way, somehow, things are going to get better, or the Democrats are gonna postpone what Trump has in plan for us. No, no, no. They're all in on it. Democrats, Republicans, they're all members of the Uniparty. They're all under the command of the Zionists. I've said this before and I'm gonna say it again. The Uniparty tag teams one another, taking turns to oppress you like a game of ping pong. Ping pong. Every time the ball goes from the Democrats to the Republicans, Republicans back to the Democrats, things get worse for people like you and me. Okay, that's what I'm telling you. They're all in on it. Furthermore, and you guys have to keep this in mind, is that this is not gonna get any better until we have a purge of the Uniparty. It's not going to get any better. And even if the Uniparty had outsiders who are decent people, those parties are so fucking corrupt that it's gonna corrupt them. I mean, think about it, guys. Ilhan Omar went from being in debt to having $35 million. Fucking what's that name, AOC, she went from being like a bar girl to being a multi-millionaire. What's her name? That freaking cave woman from Georgia, Marjorie Traitor Greene, you know? She went from having like $700,000 to having what, $25 million? It's like, you guys don't see a pattern here? You guys don't think that these people have been approached by Mossad, CIA, and be like, "Hey man, either join us, or we'll simply get you unelected in 2 years. I mean, think about it from this perspective, right? Okay, imagine yourself, you're a politician, okay? You just got elected. You're gonna get the Jews coming to you and be like, "Hey man, listen, I can make you a multi-millionaire in a year. And by the time you quit government, we'll have a cushy job for you at some company as a chair. You don't have to do anything and you'll get millions of dollars. Do you want to do that, or do you want us to run somebody against you?" That's exactly how the Jews operate with American politicians, okay? This is why all politicians who join the Uni Party end up becoming corrupted. Even if they inherently are not bad people, eventually they will become corrupted within a year of serving. Okay, guys, this is what you all need to understand, dudes. Like, this is not a game, man. Don't dare think, oh yeah, Zohran, Abdul Zionist, you know, the guy in Michigan, I called him Abdul Arabic, in Arabic means slave of. I call him Abdul Zionist because he's a slave of the Zionist. The guy believes in chopping dicks off. And that's how they get you, guys. Like, that's how the Uni Party gets you. You know, again, they're tag teaming one another. You know, the Democrats will tell you, oh, those fucking Republicans, they want to take your money and they want to bomb brown kids in the Middle East. Grr, grr, grr. And then you guys go out and you vote Democrat. And what do the Democrats do? They chop off little boys' dicks off. And then the Republicans are like, oh, look, these are Democrats. They're degenerates. Grr, grr, grr. And you just go from one party to another, one party to another. You all gotta stop doing that shit, dudes. Like, this is not gonna get any better. It really isn't, okay, guys? So that's really the point of my video today, guys. I'm gonna upload this video now. Hopefully I have a good connection. I'm out here in Kansas. I think it's about 9:15, 9:30 in the morning. She had a locked jury last Friday. I think they're going to make an announcement today if they're going to find her guilty or not. Like I said, dudes, in all likelihood, she's going to walk. I don't want her to walk. And again, I'm more than happy for you guys to make fun of me if she is found guilty. But in all likelihood, guys, if she's found not guilty, she's going to open the door for a lot of women out there to commit murder when it comes to their children. You guys need to understand, dudes, like, all the civilizations that have been divinely destroyed by God, two things had to happen, okay, guys? For God to divinely destroy you, two things either had to happen. Either you had to be homosexuals, and that only happened once as far as we know, or you have child sacrifice. Now, guys, we have fucking tranny faggots. We have fucking murdering your own children, and it's legal. Guys, when it comes to wickedness, we're doing the boogie woogie. We're doing the electric slide in the end zone of kofr. Kofr means to cover up the truth. The definition of the word kafir, the best definition, comes from Yossi Mizrahi. You know, the same Jew who said, sometimes I wonder just how stupid these goyim really are. He's the one who said that the word kafir means to cover up. Cover up what? Cover up the truth, okay? These women out there, they know they're evil. They know they're doing evil. Guys, before I end this video, don't you dare think for a second that these women out there who support Lindsey Clancy, who do what Lindsey Clancy does, do not dare think for a second that these women are misled or that they are unaware of what they're doing. No, 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 no. They know. They know what they're doing is satanic, guys, okay? Get that through your motherfucking heads, dudes. These women out there who support Lindsey Clancy, they know what they're doing, okay, guys? They know it's evil. They know it's the opposite of what God and his prophets prescribed. This is what I want everybody here to understand. I've been saying this for the longest time. Feminism did not screw over women. Feminism did not mislead women. This is female nature, raw, uncut, out in the open. This is what the hearts of woman desired. Again, God destroyed nations for homosexuality and for child sacrifice, okay? The Aztecs, they had child sacrifice. Where are the Aztecs at? Where are the Aztecs at? Yeah, that's it. They're all fucking exterminated. They're dead. Why? Child sacrifice. Canaanites, same thing. Guys, we have child sacrifice today because we let woman take the lead. We did not stone woman who went down the path of evil. Okay, guys? So at the end of the day, cannot stress this enough, guys. This is our fault for letting this happen. Now, me personally, guys, I did not think that it would come. Look, I knew that the tranny faggot lifestyle is going to be taken to the max. I knew that. But getting to the point where we have fucking child sacrifices, dudes, like, I genuinely did not think we're going to get to that point. Like, I remember the 90s. We didn't have any of this bullshit in the 90s, dude. Like, 90s, early 2000s, we didn't have any of this child sacrifice. Now, it's like every woman is like, I want to murder children. I want to murder children, you know? Yeah, the fact that we are at the point of child sacrifice, God is going to step in, dudes. And I'm telling you, if God's got to get off his throne, it's going to end badly for all of us, including me and you. The least we can do, the least you and I can do, is be proactive, warn other people, in my case, you know, try to take over the goddamn motherfucking government. We're gonna crash and burn, dudes. Like, I'm gonna leave you with this. It's gonna be, I think they're almost done unloading my truck, so I'm gonna leave you with this, okay? They're fucking raping my truck, you know. The forklift goes in and out of the truck, in and out of the truck. It's like they're raping the truck, man. So every time, I don't think you guys, obviously you're not gonna feel it, you know. You might see me going like this, you know, but every time they rip my truck, you know, I lose my track of mind. But going back to what I was telling you guys, the fact that we have come to this point as a civilization, we have wanton murder. Again, the Prophet Muhammad said people are going to be murdered and they don't know why. We have homosexuality. And now we got child sacrifice, okay, guys? At this point, God has a right to destroy us. This is why you and I need to raise awareness and tell people out there. The question you should be asking now is, how long, how bad, and who will survive? Notice I said who will survive, not how to survive. Because why? Because those who will survive, it's gonna be based on their character. Are you of the Salihun? Are you of the righteous? If you're not, you're not gonna survive. Not saying you're a bad person. I'm not even saying you're gonna go to Jahannam. I'm simply stating that if you are not of the Salihun, you're not gonna survive what's coming, okay, guys? There is no how to survive for kuffar. There is no how to survive for piece of shit people. They're not gonna survive, okay, dudes? So it's who will survive. So hopefully all of us watching this video, we are the Salihun. Like TFM said, just stay alive, guys, because when this is over, we're the ones who are going to be rebuilding the government, rebuilding civilization when this is over. Again, I don't know how bad, I don't know how long. Best case scenarios, the Jews use 5G, press a button, and 50% of the Goyim will die because they took the Scamarona vaccine. That's best case scenario. Worst case scenario, guys, will be nuclear war, shit like that, and that's gonna be a big time game changer right there. So I'm not God. All I know, guys, is that we know what God's capable of, and the least we can do is to try to implement His divine laws, or at the very least, let people be aware, because this will get bad. And I honestly don't know if there's an off ramp. I don't know if we can be like the people of Noah or the people of Jonah, where there's going to be a grace period for us if we all mass repent for our sins, or we're going to end up like the people of Noah, where all the evil people are destroyed. I don't know how this is going to turn out, guys. All I know, guys, is that when it's all said and done, we need to adopt Sharia law. Okay, guys? And when we finally adopt Sharia law, we're going to do a few things with Sharia law. We're going to adapt Sharia law by getting rid of Jews, taking away women's rights, and most importantly of all, implementing it on Coach Bitch Bill. Alright, guys, that's my video for today. Like, share, comment, subscribe, and I'm going to see you in the next one. Peace.